business.
She alleges that he was psychologically abusive. And then the lawsuit, she also claimed that he drugged and raped her. And this has been going on now for over a year. Recently, and this was probably in the last few weeks or so, Kesha was in court. She was asking to be released from her contract from Kemosabe Records, which is Dr. Luke's label on Sony. But the judge denied the preliminary injunction. So she was not allowed to be released from her contract. But Sony said, you can work, but just not with Dr. Luke. She has six more albums that she's required to complete for Kemosabe and also for Sony. And as a result of this, quite a few very powerful women in the industry have come out.
Including people like Kelly Clarkson.
Right, have come out in support of her. Taylor Swift, I think, gave her $250,000 for her legal fees. Lady Gaga has come out publicly in support of her. Adele has come out publicly in support of her. And Kelly Clarkson, who was interviewed in Australia, said, hey, he's not a very nice guy. I had to work with him. I didn't want to, but Sony insisted. In fact, they blackmailed me. Those were her words. So there are some reports now that Sony plans to end their relationship with Dr. Luke ahead of their the expiration date of the contract, which will be sometime next year. Now, Sony has not confirmed nor denied this, but these are the reports, and people are speculating that this is probably because this has become a PR nightmare for the label, for Sony.
And Sony doesn't like bad PR. I mean, it's like, we want everything to stay stable. We want everybody to be happy, and mm-hmm. let's all get along, because
right.
in the end, Sony is not in business to make artists happy, even though making the artist happy is important.
Yeah.
Sony is in business to sell CDs or downloads or vinyl records or whatever format you choose to consume their music on. And anything that interrupts that process, it's just like the Takata airbag thing with Honda.
Mm.
Honda had to call back a whole bunch of cars because there was something wrong with the cars, and they don't want their brand being associated with something bad. Am I right in that?
You're absolutely right, and that's exactly what's happened. I mean, this is a huge story, not only in the pop music world, but folks who are inside the music industry are watching this very closely, because this is one of the first times where we've actually seen the inner workings of the industry. There are other artists who have come out, not against Dr. Luke, but other female artists who have come out to say, you know, this is kind of par for the course. And so Kesha has become sort of a shero for many of the women in the industry. Now, I think it's very important, however, to say that Dr. Luke denies all of the allegations. And Sony, a representative for Sony, came out to say, we have no evidence that what Kesha is alleging is actually true. So right now it really is he said, she said.
Okay, well, that's where we'll have to leave it for right now. If you have any comments on this, you can send Shauna a tweet. She's at VOA Lady DJ. You can also hit her up at VOA _music. And you can look for her show, The Soul Lounge, on our website, voanews.com.